Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
They came back with joy. And it says here, the devils are subject to thy name, to us through your name. So it's not me, but it's who I'm in. Apostle David brought it out so wonderfully this morning. And clear to us that we was coming to worship God, and God wasn't going to expect us. It helped me. I don't know if it helped you. You know what I mean? Because the devil will get on us. You know, you didn't do this just right. You didn't do that just right. You didn't cross this T or dot that I just right. Well, I'm just going to start bringing the lamb, like he said. And said, here, look at this. Just bring this lamb, the blood of the lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace that I may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. But he said here, he said that the devils are subject unto you through his name. You must understand that, church. We must understand that. Because if you don't watch it, you'll be in fear. You'll live in a silent fear. A silent fear. What is a silent fear? Well, you have thoughts in your mind. Well, you know, this is going to happen. The devil might do this, and the devil might do that. You know, the devil's doing this, you know, and I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I don't know if I'm going to win in this situation. That thought is a lie from the devil. You're going to win. I said, you're going to win. Just stand your ground. Stand your ground. And Jesus said in verse 18, he said unto them, he said, I beheld Satan, or I watched Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Verse 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power, which means authority, to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Over what? Over all. Say all. So it doesn't matter how big you think the devil is, you have authority over him. It doesn't matter how much power you think the devil has. You've got authority over all the power of the enemy. Who does? The believer. If you're born again, you've got authority over him. If you got born again, you got authority in the name of Jesus Christ through Jesus' shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection, and now ascended and sitting at the right hand of the Father. He is backing up everything we say and believe and proclaim based on his word. And it shall come to pass in your life. And he said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20 said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, because they're filled with joy, because the devil's subject to them. It says, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. What's he talking about? They were just filled with joy. In verse number 17, and they're happy, they're exclaiming to Jesus, telling him, oh, Jesus, oh, we cast. You ought to have seen that devil. I mean, he was a big one. But I just said, in the name of Jesus, and ka-flop, he hit the floor. And it was over. He might have writhed like a snake. He might have spewed like a devil. But he had to come out in your name, Lord Jesus. They were happy. But Jesus said, verse 20, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. Don't rejoice just because the devils are in your name. He didn't say, don't rejoice, but don't rejoice just because of that. That the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. What's he talking about? In other words, this is what my interpretation of that simply is. He said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Because if your names are written in heaven, you already got authority over the devil. So if you got a lot of authority that you never tapped into. So he was saying, he didn't say rejoice, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Because the moment your name's written in heaven, then you got authority over the devil. It's not just that you got authority over the devil, but I'm a born-again child of God, and I'm a representative of God's kingdom in this earth, and I am rejoicing about that. Now, get out of my way, devil. Amen? So you can rejoice about being born again. Let's look at something here in verse number 18. He said unto them, Jesus said, means Jesus said. Isn't that right? He said, can't we all agree with that? He said means Jesus said. Now I want to ask you a question. Do you think that Jesus would lie? Do you think he would lie? Well, he's fixing to tell something that he saw. Now, did he lie about this, or was he telling the truth? Because this is going to put the devil in a totally different perspective, I believe, when you begin to grab this revelation. Jesus said something, and if he did not lie, I don't believe he did. And I don't believe you believe he lied either. He said something. He's going to declare and tell what he saw. And then it's recorded right here in the scripture. What did he see? He said, I watched, you could say it that way. I watched Satan as lightning fall from heaven. But most people in the church world, Pentecostal folks even, don't believe that. They think that when the devil and a third of the angels rebelled against God, that it was a big deal and that God almost lost the battle. Oh, the devil almost whipped him and throwed him off the throne. But according to the words of Jesus, it was not a big deal to God when the devil rebelled. It was not a gigantic battle. It was not what we would call a gigantic World War IV. It was not the end of the world war. It was not the nuclear war, so to speak, naturally speaking. I believe this. You got to come on and go to heaven with me to find out all this stuff. But this is what I believe. I believe that God just heard them talking, you know, back in the side of the courtroom, and he's sitting on the throne, you know, not worried about anything. Thinking about Apostle David, what he's going to do with him, you know, one day. Said, yeah, I'm going to take him and raise him up out of the gutter. Oh, and I'm going to make him a shining light. Woo, you know, he's still going to do all that. I mean, he's done it in a measure, but there's a bigger measure. So how do you know I saw it? I said, I saw it. Yes. But when he heard him whispering in the back, we ought to go tell him, or what? You know, the devil's kicking up a fuss. Oh, you know, Lucifer, you know, he's your nuts over there. Oh, my God. And God said, what are you saying back there? Well, they got to respond then, you know. So what are you saying here now? Whoosh. Yes, sir. What is it? He said, what are you saying? Well, Lucifer's got a riot going out here. And there's got about one third of the angels. And they said they're fixing to take over this place. What are we going to do? He said, bring him here. Wasn't a big deal. And when he got within this thumping distance, God just reached out, poof, and thumped him like you would thump a fly. And then he traveled faster than the sound barrier. Because he saw him as lightning. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. Now, if Jesus didn't lie, the devil traveled at the speed of light. When he thumped him, he said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. We dream of breaking the sound barrier. The devil, as far as I know, is the only creature that has traveled at the speed of light. How do you know? Because Jesus said so. He said, I saw lightning as lightning. A lightning bolt strikes and it travels at 186,000 miles per second. How quick is that? Well, for country folks like me, I just answer it this way. Too late, done gone. My God, I mean, it's too late, done gone. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. The devil is not a big deal to God. The devil is not a big deal to Jesus. And if you're in Christ, yes, there's opposition. Yes, there's tests and trials. But if you don't watch it, you'll get on the negative side. And you'll think about how big the devil is and how mean he is and how big of a booger he is. And the next thing you know, you're in Boogerville. I don't know if you've ever been there or not. Oh, I've been to Boogerville. Oh, my God, I've been there. Woo! Woo! There's a place in Georgia called Boogerville. I don't know if you know it or not, but if you don't watch it, you can get in Boogerville real quick and the devil will help you because he wants you to think that he's some great one. But the Bible says in the book of Revelation that one day that we're going to look on Satan after we arrive there and we're going to say, is this the booger? Is this the being that caused all the havoc in my life and on the earth? And you're going to want to have a rear end kicking service because you allowed him to do it when he was a nothing. He was already defeated. So what I say this morning, let's just have a rear end kicking service. And go ahead and kick yourself. All you got to do is stand flat footed, bring one foot up and kick yourself and just get it over with. And just have a rear end kicking service. I'm here to tell you the church must come to the point that we know absolutely that the devil is defeated. That doesn't mean that he won't come. That don't mean that he won't attack, but you can't get on the negative side of it. You got to bow right back up. You got to get right back up. You got to stand right back up and say, oh no, devil. Oh no, you ain't taking me to Boogerville. No, my God, I've already been through Franklin County. I'm sure not going to Boogerville. I'm not going to Boogerville. My God, just living in Franklin County is enough for me. I'm sure not going to Boogerville. Don't let him take you out of Franklin County or wherever county you're from and take you to Boogerville. I'm here to tell you, you go on with Jesus. You stand up with Jesus. Because when you stand up for Jesus, Jesus will stand up for you. All heaven will back you up. I'm telling you, he will back you up right now. So the devil traveled at 186,000 miles per second. It was not a big deal. It was over before it started. You ever seen any fights like that? You might have been in a few. I know this is Progressive Sanctification Church. You know what I mean? Well, you might have been there. You ever been to a fight when it was over before it started? They just got up, you know, and two boxers got in the ring. One of the guys got up, bam, whoop, bang. One, two, three. And there wasn't no match because it was over. Well, I'm here to tell you, when the devil rebelled against God in heaven, it was over before it started. And you must understand that. He traveled at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second. How do you know? Jesus said so. Now, just to help you humans, because that was a spirit being that traveled that fast. And there are people here I can see that have a need for speed. And you get out there and I kind of get going. This airplane I got now cruise around 220, you know, so it's going on down the road. But there are ones that goes a lot faster. But if you've had a need for speed, let me satisfy some things for you. You don't know it right now because you're born in an environment, that's a two-hour message. Because you're born in this environment or in this world or on this earth, you don't realize how fast you're actually going. But the earth is right now tilted on its axis, what is it, 21 and a half degrees or 22 and a half degrees. There's no axle sticking out the end that I've ever seen. But they say it's tilted on its axis or axle. And it's turning around every 24 hours, which we call night and day, right? The earth is rotating on its axis, turning around like this, over 1,000 miles per hour. Right now, while you're sitting right here. Oh, my God. I'm going to put this Hemi on here and put this blower on the top of it. My God. Oh, my God. It still won't go as fast as you're turning right now. I want to put two double four barrels. Oh, my God, triple nitrous. I'm going to put some nitrous on this thing and hook it up. Yes, we're already traveling at over 1,000 miles per hour. Now, before you blow your mind on this, the earth also travels throughout our solar system around what we call our sun. It travels more in an oval way instead of round. But it travels around our sun every 365 1/4 days. You are presently traveling through our solar system around the sun at over 67,000 miles per hour. But you don't know it because you're born in this environment. But if there were aliens up there that could come down here, their hair would be blowed back already. So you're rotating around at over 1,000 miles per hour, and you're traveling throughout the universe.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.